Hey y'all, it's Ruby Cube here and welcome to Projects in Your Pajamas, coming right to you from my trailer home. Now, the last time we talked, we were getting the trailer ready for barbecue get-together dinner. Now, today what we're going to do is decorate the trailer and get it ready to welcome our trailer neighbors. My husband, Bubba, got back from hunting with some great deer meat. He's out there on the grill right now smothering that meat with barbecue sauce. Let me tell you, there ain't nothing better than barbecue sauce. And you can put it on just about anything, and we usually do. The first thing we're going to do today is get the table set. Now, if your family is anything like mine, you've got 50 different projects going on at any one time, and the place that everyone does their projects is at the kitchen table. You can't have all that on there and serve your guests. So what I do is I just shove everything onto the floor right next to the table. That's right. We're just going to shove it all off, right? All right. Now that we got everything on the floor, we got a nice big pile of stuff. We're going to place a couple of cinder block tops right on top. Or if you have a nice big flat book, you can use those in place instead of the cinder blocks. Doing this will create a nice flat surface on top of that pile. Okay, we're going to get back to that in a moment. Now, look at your table. It's clean. When's the last time you saw that? I know for me, it's been quite a long while. Yes, sir. All right, now, because this is a nice party, what we're going to do is cover up the table with the tablecloth. Now, you don't need to go out and buy yourself something fancy. All you need is a sheet. I like to go to Goodwill and find myself some nice, fancy patterned sheets. Now, make sure you get a flat sheet and not one of those fitted things with the elastic corners. I've never quite understood what to do with those. All right, so I've got me a nice big sheet, and I'm going to tear it right in half. Now, you could cut it, but who's got time for that? You just go put a little nick in it, and then you're just going to tear that sucker right in half. All right, now you got yourselves two tablecloths. Place one of them on your kitchen table, and the other one you're going to put right on top of that junk pile with the cinder block top. Now you've got yourself nice serving table. It's the perfect place to set your barbecue sauce or your buffalo wings or your drinks and ice or whatever you like. With the sheet over the pile, no one need ever know that your little serving table is actually a pile of stuff with a cinder block top. And the best part is, when the party's over, you don't have to go looking around for your project stuff. It's right there in the pile. So now that we have our table and our serving table, and they's all covered with a pretty sheet, we's going to set the table now. Now, all my dishes and my cups and silverware come from Goodwill. On a good shopping day at the Goodwill, I tell you, I can find myself a set of four matching plates and cups for just a couple of bucks. You're going to set those things out. Now, today, we're going to get really fancy, and we're going to set out napkins. Of course, when you barbecue with all that good barbecue sauce, you have got to have napkins, or else your guests might use your new tablecloth sheet to wipe their hands on. You don't want that. So, because this is a really fancy party, we're going to take those napkins and we're going to make napkin rings. Now, I have found that there are several ways you can do this depending on how fancy you really want to go. Now, since this is a fancy dinner party with all the neighbors, I'm going to go all out. But first, I'm going to tell you the first way, a little less fancy way of making napkin rings. Now, what you can use are those twisty tie things that come in the box of garbage shacks. You know what I mean, right? You're just going to roll up your napkin and tie one of those nifty twisty tie things around the napkin. You know, sometimes they come in different colors, or if you're really good, you can bend those twisty ties into different shapes, like a diamond or a heart, and that really adds a classy touch to your napkins. But today, I'm going with the ultra fancy napkin rings. Now, on my last trip to Goodwill, when I got my sheet for the tablecloth, I also went to the jewelry section, and they had on the counter a little basket, and it was filled with mixed matched earrings. And I just got me a selection of hooped earrings. Now, it doesn't matter the color or, you know, what it looks like. They don't need to match. Just roll up your napkin and slip them right into the hoop. And voila, napkin rings. So now we've got our table set with our plates and our cups and our napkins. And you can use your regular silverware forks and stuff. But I don't want to have to do too many dishes after a party, so I like to use plasticware. You can usually find these at Goodwill, too. All right, so you're going to pull out all the plastic forks. Now, just try and make sure that they're not missing too many prongs, because then it makes it really hard to eat. Okay, so now I have shown you once again how great Goodwill is for fixing up your home. Because so much of Goodwill stuff is secondhand, we's recycling and reusing, and that's good for our earth. Plus, it is dirt cheap. Now, Bubba's just about got the deer meat ready, and my daughter, Billie Jean, has made us some lemonade, and she's using my best pitcher, the brown Tupperware one that my auntie got me when I got married. Now, to tell you the truth, I think she got it for her third wedding, but I really don't care where it comes from, because it works great. And this decorating's got me a dry throat, so I'm just going to have a little sip of lemonade here. That looks good. Oh, Billie Jean, you forgot the sugar. Oh, this stuff is awful. Oh, sour. Okay, never worry, folks. You know, little surprises like this are going to pop up during your parties. Oh, you just need to keep a cool head in front of your guest. Billie Jean, get that sugar bowl in here now. Just dump that thing right in there. Mix that up. All right. A cool head and a sense of humor is all you need, and you never need worry about your parties. I'm going to try this again. Oh, yeah, that's better. Much better, Billie Jean. Oh, my goodness. If my guests had that one, who knows? We would have had lemonade spewed all over the place. Oh, here's Bubba. He's bringing in the meat. That's great. And I hear the first knock on the door from my dinner guests. Well, that's it from today, folks. I hope you learned something great. This is Projects in Your Pajamas. Have a great time at your family dinner. I know we will. This is Ruby Cube saying, see you next time, y'all.